Shavuot, the halacha is that if somebody designates a specific animal to bring as a korban, for example, he says, I'm going to bring this animal as a korban oila, and then before bringing the animal as a korban, he declares that he is exchanging the animal for a different animal, and he designates a different animal instead of that to bring as a korban instead. This is known as tamura, and it is forbidden. And the Torah says that if somebody does that, then not only does it not work, so the original animal is still considered to be a korban and needs to be brought on the mizbeach, but the animal which you said would be a korban instead also becomes a korban, and it has the exact same status as the original animal which you designated first. Om Rabbi Yeshua said, Shomati shetamuras haPesach kreva. I heard a halacha from my teachers that the tamura of a korban Pesach is offered up on the mizbeach. Meaning if somebody had a korban Pesach, and he said that I'm now actually designating this animal instead of the korban Pesach which I designated first, so I heard that it is brought on the mizbeach, meaning just like every other tamura, this second animal would also need to be brought on the mizbeach. Now, of course, you can't bring two different korbanos Pesach, but as we've actually seen earlier on in the Masechta, a korban Pesach is a type of korban shalomim. So the tamura of the korban Pesach, this second animal which you designate, would become a regular korban shalomim, which you would need to bring in addition to the korban Pesach. However, says Rabbi Yeshua, I also heard from my teachers, Utamura sa-Pesach in a kreva, that the tamura of a korban Pesach is not brought on the mizbeach. Why wouldn't it be brought on the mizbeach? What about the halacha of tamura? So the truth is, the halacha of tamura still applies. But this specific animal cannot be brought on the mizbeach, rather you need to wait until the animal develops a wound, which invalidates it from being brought as a korban, and then you should sell it, and the money which you get for that animal has sanctity, and you buy with that money a new animal to bring as a korban shalomim. The Eini Leforesh, and I don't know how to explain this, it seems to be a contradiction. It must be that in certain cases it is brought on the mizbeach, and in certain cases you have to wait for it to develop a wound, and then buy another animal, and bring the new animal as a korban. But I don't know in which case either halacha applies. Om Rabbi Akiva said, Ani Leforesh, I will explain when each halacha applies. If the original Korban Pesach was found before you slaughtered the new Korban Pesach, meaning if somebody lost the Korban Pesach, and therefore he went and got another animal, and he said that this animal I'm designating as a new Korban Pesach, and he planned on slaughtering the second animal because he didn't have the first animal, but before he slaughtered it, the original Korban Pesach was found. So right now he has two different Korbanos Pesach which he designated, and so if he slaughters the second Korban Pesach which he designated, so he is directly pushing away the original Korban Pesach. He's now got a choice, sort of which Korban Pesach to bring. By bringing the second one, even though he had an option to bring the first one, that is directly going against that first option. And so if you do that, then you can't bring the first Korban as a Korban Shlomim by itself, because you yourself pushed it away. You rejected that option. Rather, Yirachi Stoiv, you should allow the animal to pasture until it develops a wound, v'yemocher, and then sell it. V'yikra b'dom shalomim, and buy with the money which you receive for the animal, buy another korban shalomim. And as the Mishnah v'chein tumurasai, the same would apply to the tamura of that animal. If, let's say, as you're waiting for the animal to get a wound, you designate a different animal to treat as this korban shalomim. So you want to wait for this new animal to get a wound and then sell that, and buy a new korban shalomim. So of course that's a regular case of tamura, and as we mentioned, the tamura animal would have exactly the same status as the original animal. So you would now have two animals which you need to wait for them to develop a wound, and then sell them and buy a new korban with that money. So that's the case where the tamura of a korban Pesach is not brought directly on the mizbeach. However, achar shechitas haPesach, if the original korban Pesach which he designated was found only after he slaughtered the second tamura of the korban Pesach. So when he slaughtered the second Korban Pesach, it wasn't that he had two different options and he pushed away the first option. At that time, he didn't have the first Korban, so he didn't directly push it away, he only had the second option at that time. So in that case, when the original Korban is found again, Korban Shalomim, that itself can be brought as a Korban Shalomim on the Mizbeach. Mechein Tumurasa, and similarly, the Tamura of that animal would have exactly the same status. So again, if you designated a different animal to be in place of this original Korban Pesach, then that second animal would also become a Korban Shalomim, and you would now have to bring two Korbanos Shalomim.